I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I'm joined by Geordie Shore legend, Nathan Henry. Nathan?
Yes?
I'm really gutted we didn't get to do the show together.
So I'm actually really good because I think me and you would have got along very well.
Stupidly, I think we would have been toxic little queens.
Everyone would have been like, oh, God, not these two bitches.
I feel like they would have fucking hated me. But I would have lived for it. I really fucking felt like I... And I'm not going to whinge about my time in Geordie Shore. It had its ups and downs and all that. Yeah. And I wish everybody the best. But, like, I do feel like I would have loved an ally like you in there.
Oh, God. Listen, we would have been thick and thin, like best friends, you know what I mean?
I know. But then you did have that with Chloe, and that was proper lush. Is she your Geordie Shore bestie?
Wait there. No, it's not my dog, it's someone else's. Chloe's. Do you know what? It's weird because obviously me and Chloe started off the journey together and we did become best friends. But then as we've got grown older, we're still very close, but we're not as close. Mm-hmm. So like now my Geordie Shore best friend, I'd say it's Sophie.
Oh, yeah. And Sophie's class as well.
Yeah.
Teacher.
I hope Chloe doesn't get offended by that. But I think Chloe knows. But it's like, it's just because me and Sophie bring each other every single day. Like, we're always checking in on each other. We're always going on holiday together. We're always, like, trying to go on double dates with each other. Like, it's just... It's because either when she's in a relationship, I'm single, or when I'm single, she's in a relationship.
Timing's always off.
It's just off. And it's like, it's not going to fucking happen. So it's either one of us is third wheeling, but it's fine. But it's just, I just think, and probably because we're a bit older as well, it's like, I've naturally gravitated towards her.
Yeah. So how old are you? Are you more my age, like?
You never ask a queen her age, Vicky.
I'm really sorry.
I'm only joking. I'm 31.
Oh, well, you look fucking well for it, though, don't you?
Thank you.
You're nowhere near my age. I'm 35 this year, babes.
That's not far. That's not far from me.
Oh, God, honestly, the way I felt this morning, I could have been 74. This can't go.
Do you not think, though, once you get 30, like past 30, the hangovers, they're unbearable?
Oh, it's disgraceful. Like, I've obviously got this, like, and I really want to ask you about your journey with sobriety as well, but I've got this documentary coming out because obviously my dad's an alcoholic. He has been alcohol dependent most of his adult life. And there's been times in my life where I've definitely struggled with my relationship with alcohol and dependency and stuff. But I would say turning 30 for me, like, it actually... even subconsciously affected my relationship with alcohol.
Oh, completely.
You just can't drink to excess like you used to.
Jesus Christ, no.
If you value any other aspect of your life.
Yeah, you know? If you want to function, you do not drink like that.
You just can't, mate.
Nah.
Is that what... So, did you... Right, so hang on. How did your... Because you had a period of sobriety, didn't you? Was that a bit on was that for the sake of your relationship with Declan, or
so,
what?
Yeah, so kind of when I was... When I met my ex, obviously, he was 2 years sober.
And because he had issues with alcohol?
I think he's open and honest and stuff like that. And he's struggled with alcohol and drugs. And obviously, being in a relationship with someone, when you're that committed and you love someone that much, you're going to do anything for them. But the thing is, when he told me about it, I never questioned it once. And I think he kind of came into my life at the right time, because that was when I was thinking, I don't want to be partying anymore. I don't want to be going out every fucking weekend. I want something to do. I want someone to share and have life experiences with without alcohol. And then he came to my life, and it was just, it did change. And he did actually teach, he changed my whole relationship with alcohol, because before that, I would be, if I was going to an event, I would have to get drunk before I go there because I'd be anxious, I'd be nervous. If I was going to a party, I'd have to get pre-drink before I go there.
Yeah.
Even a festival, concert, anything, I'd have to get shit-faced before I go, just so if people came up to me and asked for photos, I'd be like, yeah, 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 just so I could be able to function. Yeah. And when obviously when I met him, we were going to events, we were going to like these places, never had one drop of alcohol. And I thought, it made me realise, I was like, why did I fucking think that I needed that? To be me when it's me that's the person, it's me that's it. Like, I'm not the drink, it's I am myself and I can be myself all the time. And I think that completely changed it. And then obviously turning 30, like you said, like my whole relationship with alcohol changed. I was just like, I don't really want to go out and drink to excess. Like, yeah, don't get me wrong, going out in the sun and having a few drinks with my friends, that's nice.
Lovely.
But the thought of going out and drinking all day and then going to a nightclub on a night time and then going to an after party, I'm just like, no, I'm doing one of them.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be the last one, go to the club, so then I know I can go home, go to get food and go to bed.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I can spend all day in bed the next day. But I'm like, I'm not doing all three. Sorry, my body will say no.
Literally, babe, like, it's mad, isn't it? So almost what was completely normalised in your teens and 20s, like, gives me the fear now. Like,
oh, God, God.
I almost say to my mates as well, like, can we go out on a Friday so I can have Saturday and the Sunday?
Yeah, exactly. So you've got all weekend. But then if I go Saturday... It'd be like, right, I forgot Saturday. I want to be at home for a certain point for Sunday, so I'm awake for Sunday dinner. Yeah. And I can have my nap straight after and I'm back awake for 5 o'clock to watch a film, go to bed, feel refreshed for Monday. It's all planned out now.
The scheduling that you have to do to have a drink when you're 30 plus is just mental. Like,
I can't just go out and get pissed anymore. No. I've got to put it in the fucking calendar.
I've got to schedule my recovery time. Do you feel like, because obviously I think being from the Northeast, and I'm sure there's probably all the other areas in the UK as well, but I think there's a huge drinking culture. There's a huge party culture. And like everyone always says to me, like, do you think you would still have like problems with alcohol or complicated relationship had you not been on Geordie Shore? And I say, yeah. I was going to be who I was going to be regardless of that show. But I do think me time spent on there exacerbated it.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with that. Yeah, because when I went to uni before I did Geordie.
And
I was a fucking mess there. Like, I turned up to one of my... I just turned up to one of my exams, half cut still. I was like, written my name and then walked out because I was going to be sick. I was like, I can't do this. Nah, I don't care.
Oh, God.
Went home and I just thought... Regardless of Geordie Shore, like, I would have still been going out partying with my friends and stuff because it was what we were all doing. But then I think Geordie Shore, obviously, it kind of catapulted that, and I was doing it a lot more because I was filming. Then not only that, I was doing PAs. Then not only that, I'd be going out every weekend to make sure I was seen.
It's a lifestyle, isn't it?
Yeah, and I was trying to keep up with it, and I was just like, obviously, when I was younger, I could do that. I think when I started to get older, I was like, do you know what? I don't care about going to events. I really don't care about going out.
No.
I don't care. I don't have FOMO anymore because I'm very happy at home watching Netflix with some food, curled up with my dogs.
There's that thing, isn't there? And I can't remember. I don't know when I read it, but it's not FOMO. It's JOMO.
Yeah.
Joy of missing out.
Yeah, like, the joy. Do you know what I love? Do you know what I've noticed as well when you get older? Yeah. Oh God, I love it when your friends text to cancelling plans. Because I'll be laid in bed and I'm like, right, I've got to get ready in an hour. And I'm like thinking, oh, I just want the phone to go. I want the phone to ring. And then I'll get a text. Hey, can't be bothered. I've cancelled. And I'm like, yes! Yes! Sweet Jesus!
Thank God. Honestly, there's that meme goes around on Insta, isn't it? Where it's like, don't feel bad about cancelling.
Oh, no, don't.
Like,
no.
Coming anyway.
Don't. And I always wait till the last half an hour and then I'll check in. Are we still going? If they're like, I'm like, I'll be like, right, well, I'm going to be late, but I'm not coming.
I'm going to be late, I'm leaving early, and you best believe I'm getting food.
Yeah. Oh, God, trust me, I'm eating. I hate it when you go out sometimes and your friend's like, why are you eating food? We're having a drink. I'm like, because I'm starving. I'm so hungry. I'm a greedy fucking bitch, you know. Greedy bitch.
Such a pig. Like, I made our driver stop last night on the way home. I was like, if you see a chicken shop, stop. And the fella's like driving along, like, and I'm like, I'm thinking, he doesn't think I'm being serious. Yeah, but I spotted one. I was like,
stop, stop.
And it was right late at night on a Thursday as well. So, like, you could tell it was about 11:30, and the fella's like, well, I'm closing. So I got all these bits. I got all these chicken
everything,
wings.
Everything.
Yeah, I was like, I'll have it all.
All
I was
of
like,
it. Have it.
Oh, mate, honestly, and me and her can't just like eat chicken wings all day.
I'd love. So when we went to Ocean the other week when I was in Ibiza, everyone sat there getting drunk and stuff. And the girl came over and she went, what can I get you to drink? I went, nothing, you can get me the food menu, please. She looked at me as if I was stupid.
No, the food in there is fucking
fast. It's sensational. I was like, can I get the platter, please? She goes, you know that's for two people. I went, I know, but can you make it for four people just for me? And she's like,
what I said, bitch.
I said what I said and I fucking meant it. Now go get it right. She came back. I'm not even joking. The amount of looks I was getting in Ocean Beach. I was sat on a full circle bed to myself because all the girls were on the table. I sat there like a pig in shit eating food. Yeah. People walking past me as if I was weird. I was like, I'm starving. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
I would not even judge you. I'd be there with you, like balls deep.
Oh, I'd be like, come on, join. Join. There was enough fucking food there for everyone.
So this was Holly's Hen?
Yeah. On Holly's Hen, too. Me just sat eating while they're all fucking partying.
Was it so lush? You looked it was amazing.
Gorgeous. It was, honestly, I had the best time there. I'm not going to lie.
She looks great, Nathan.
Incredible. Her body is banging at the minute. Like, she's honestly on fire. She looked gorgeous on the day as well.
Did she? So I've not seen any pictures of the day itself. Because, I'm assuming there's a mag deal.
I don't know if there's a mag deal, but there's photos. Yeah, I think there's a photo deal that she's got. So there's it's all hush-hush. It's all. I can say, though, she did look phenomenal. She looked that beautiful, we all fucking cried.
I feel like I will definitely cry. And, like, I know everyone's, like, dead quick to say, like, emo horrible, Holly, when you first met her. Like, allow it. I was 22, right? You know? And, like, we've both grown up an awful lot. Like, I've, for the last 10 years, wished the girl nothing but the best. But, like, I know I'll cry when I say her because she deserves this moment.
She does. And honestly, just to see her so happy, I was like, oh, we've all wanted this for you.
Gorgeous together as well,
fucking,
aren't they?
They look better than me and fucking Declan. Fucking
stop.
I need to find a hot boyfriend now to get married because I want that title back.
Just revenge, do it, mate. Just absolutely revenge. Like, even if they're really boring, just do it for the pics.
I will. I'd like, just shut up and get a picture of me for Instagram, thank you.
So this is the really spicy question that when I opened my email this afternoon, I was like, Elif, are you fucking serious? That's my producer. I'm sure everyone knows by now. But it's... if you don't feel comfortable answering this one, don't worry about it. I'm sweating behind the knees. I'm really nervous.
Wait, I need to have a drink of water.
Go on, have a drink. Elif, so... This is a naughty one. She's never normally like this. She's normally so nice. Right. Did Chloe not go to the wedding because they've fallen out? Is there some sort of feud between her and Holly?
No.
Okay, good. No.
Chloe was meant to have a work opportunity in America. Basically, before I went to Ibiza, I was in Turkey with Chloe.
Right.
And she was meant, her and Joey were meant to go do something in America. But when she went to the airport to fly to LA, her visa got declined, or her boyfriend's visa got declined.
Right.
So then she had to come home to sort all that out. Okay. But not just that, like, there was a lot of people that weren't invited. Obviously, I think people noticed it more because Chloe's, like, on Jordan Shore with us.
Yeah.
There was a lot of her actual, like, close friends. Like, we've got loads of close friends, like, in the group that weren't invited because there was only a select amount she could have had because she paid per person, per head. So it wasn't worth the risk paying for inviting someone who might not be there over someone that wants to be there. But it wasn't because of bad blood or anything like that.
Okay, well, that's really good to know. I feel like Elif will sleep easy tonight.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There was, honestly, I literally mentioned, talking about weddings, there was literally something I just saw this morning on Women's Health on Instagram. And it says 71% of couples feel forced to invite people they don't actually like to their wedding.
Yeah.
And like, I read this and I've literally screenshotted a poem on my Insta and I was like, not me, because I'm savage bride mode pending. Like, I don't care.
So I know this is like a different type of thing. Like, me and my cousin actually talked about this last night. We were talking about if we died, I was like, I don't want no fucker at my funeral who didn't know me. I don't want no one at my funeral going, oh yeah, we were best friends. If you've never seen them in a picture with me, you've never seen a conversation with me, I've never spoken to them, I've just looked at them, I don't want them at my funeral. And it'd be the same thing for my wedding. Yeah. If I don't know you, why are you spending my special day with me? No. And you know that far, I don't care if my family listen to this, I'll push this as far to family members that don't even speak to me anymore.
No,
you won't be invited.
I'm with you, right? So like, obviously you're saying like Holly had to be quite specific about who she invited, and I completely back that, you know? I think, so me and her kind of definitely thinking about destination wedding, like,
yeah.
He's obviously, all his family, well, predominantly family and friends are all southern, like southeast London based. Mine are predominantly all Newcastle. So either way, if we had it in one of our hometowns, people are going to have to travel 4 hours.
So someone's going to travel anyway, yeah.
Well, that's it. So I say, lash everybody on a flight, guarantee the weather, and let's make a holiday of it. I think when you do destination, you separate the wheat from the chaff anyway.
Yes, because then those that are like, oh, I'll come at the wedding, like, they're not coming.
Yeah, you can't go, oh, it's only in Blagden, like, I'll just get a car. No, you've got to get on a flight. It's a real commitment. So I feel like that's going to make a lot of people who are probably not really that close to think again. But honestly, mate, like, I've said to my mum, if they haven't been a part of my journey with her,
why are they coming?
Like, no, exactly. So I was like, don't think all cousins are getting invited, man, because I couldn't give a fuck what they're doing. They're not fucking coming. My mum was like, you're going to make my life very awkward. And I was like, yeah.
Mums are like that, though, aren't they? Like, how am I going to explain this? You don't need to explain it. Just leave it. They're not invited. It's that
Nobody
simple.
Nobody cares, man. Yeah. Honestly, like, family politics, I'm out. I want who I love there, and that is it.
Like, if I, well, I did originally, if I went, if, well, I need to get a boyfriend first. If, when I do get married, I was like, I would have happily have had like 20 people at my ceremony. But then I realised who the fuck I was. And I was like, no, that's not going to happen. I want a massive affair, but still, I want it to be a massive affair with only close friends and family.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. And I've got a massive like family, and like, I've got fuck loads of friends, and I've got loads of circles of friends. So it'll be all them close
Circle
ones.
Circle butterfly, babe.
But yeah. And then obviously whoever I marry as well, hopefully they'll have friends too, because I don't want them to be alone. So
that, honestly, no, I'm sure, because I think it can still be grand and beautiful and big, but feel intimate too.
That's what I want.
Yeah, if everybody who's there like really loves you, like has this like great relationship, that's how we want ours.
Exactly. Like, imagine being sat at this. You've paid fuck loads of money for your wedding, right?
Aye.
You look the gorgeousest you've ever looked.
Mm.
And you sat there and you're surrounded by 4 fucking strangers telling you how beautiful you look on your wedding day, and you're thinking, yeah, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Honest, babe, I swear to God, like, it's just not for me. And I know some people, like, we went to, like, so Erkan's best mate is, like, Indian.
Yeah.
And we went to his wedding, like, last year, and it was unreal.
Indian weddings are sensational, aren't they?
Oh, babe, the colours, the religious side of things is so beautiful. It was just stunning. But I was like, I only went to one of the small ones because the bigger one.
They have loads, don't they? Don't they have like loads of ceremonies?
They had three.
I'd love that.
And honestly, well, I'm definitely doing a fucking. I'm definitely having more than one. Mate, this is my third attempt. If you're mad, if you think I'm not going big. But like, so I couldn't only go to the middle one because the biggest one was on my sister's 30th, and surely forgiveness if I missed it. So I only went to the middle one. There's about 250 people there. And
really?
I was thinking, Are you honestly going to fucking tell me you know every cunt in this room?
Exactly. You're like, I bet you don't.
I'm not 250 people who I want. So no, I'm learning a lot from the weddings I'm going to at the moment. Like, you've got loads of weddings on.
Oh, God, it's like wedding season now. It's like all the time. But do you know what I've realised? When the people ask me, I'm like, if it's like a really hot day, I'm trying to think of plans where I'm like, no, I'm not wearing a suit, sorry. If it's in England, I'll be honest now, if it's a hot day and you're getting married, I'm probably going to bail. Unless it's inside and there's aircon. Because I'm not wearing a suit in this heat. Abroad, I'll happily come to your wedding. Yeah, I'll get a holiday out of it.
But then I think you've got to, again, think about that as well. Like, I'm not going to do... We're definitely probably going to do abroad. And I'm thinking ceremony, like, 6 o'clock in the evening. Yeah. Like, I can't have people sweating their tits off being uncomfortable at me.
I won't lie, Holly's was during the day. It was fucking... Was it hot. Boiling? It wasn't boiling, but it wasn't as boiling as I expected, but it was hot.
No, Erkan is the sweatiest man I've ever met. Like, we literally got a job with HelloFresh the other night, and like, he got so stressed about doing his like videos to camera, like he started to sweat, and I was like, Erkan, are you sweating over an Instagram story? Like, shut up, man! You haven't been doing this as long as you're like wiping the sweat away. I was like,
oh, bless him.
Oh my god, this is Waltham Abbey. Like, at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday night, like you, there's no way we can get married in abroad until about 8 o'clock at night. You sweaty prick. No way. No,
just get someone to stand there with a fan for him.
Permanently.
Permanently sweating, like fanning him down. Oh, God.
Babe, talking to you, it has been an absolute pleasure. And I swear I could chat to you all day, but I'm aware that it's hot. The weather's gorgeous. I'm hungover. I'm probably going to need to throw up again in a minute. So I'm going to wrap this up, my love. But here at Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, we always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners kind of like a little bit of a pearl of wisdom.
Okay.
And yeah, listening to you, it sounds like you are living your best life, Nathan.
Yes, I am.
You are, and you're like from the moment like you came out on Jodie Shaw, which prolific, by
Thank
the way.
You. Thank you.
Brave, beautiful, liberating, and very powerful for so many young gay people as well. I think you have been unapologetically you.
Yeah.
And that can't be easy because, like you said, like the world is still learning and growing. But I think for every young person who might not have your confidence to just be themselves now, I want to know what your secret is to being loud and proud and unapologetically you.
I would say my secret is I've realised that I only have one life and only I can live my life. So if I'm going to live it, I'm going to live it to the fullest and I'm going to live it be myself, because if I don't, then I'm not enjoying myself. I'm not living for me. And I think the secret probably is to realising that you've got one life and you just need to give it 100%. No matter what other people think, just fucking do it for you, because no one else can. No one else can be Nathan Henry.
There is only fucking one Nathan Henry, mate.
So that's what my secret is. Just literally just... don't apologise. Don't do anything. Just live and be your authentic self.
Do you know what? Like, it's so true, mate. Like, do you honestly want to be on your deathbed, whatever it is, and think like, oh, I kept everybody happy, or...
Fuck no! I don't give a shit about making people happy. I don't fucking care. I live for me. If you're happy because I'm happy, good. If I make you unhappy, then if it's a nasty thing, then obviously I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
But if my presence genuinely makes you uncomfortable and makes you unhappy, then fuck off.
That's it, babe. Loud, proud,
exactly.
And no fucks given.
None.
Yes! Oh, babe, I can't. Do you know what? I can't wait to see what's next for you. Are you
Thank
going
you.
Back on Jodie Shaw? You got well, any more reality show, TV shows
I've
in the pipeline?
I've got a show coming up in September, and then I might be doing another dating show.
So, right, I know I shouldn't be doing this because I've technically wrapped up the podcast, babe, but I am going to ask, so what shows have you done already? You've done X on the Beach.
So
that's where
X
you
on the beach,
got back together.
Celebs Go Dating. Uh-huh. I've done Jodie Shaw. I did the driving show with you.
Oh, my God, remember that, mate. Did you pass?
No, did I fuck? Do you know what? They asked me to come back for the next series, failed again.
Fuck off, did they? They didn't ask me to come back.
Swear down. Swear down.
They knew I was a lost cause. Lost cause. Okay, so go on, another dating show, babes. Oh, I'm gonna watch.
So, well, the thing is, I'm in two minds about. Obviously, I'm really excited to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm a bit like, well, what if I meet someone in between? Because I'm having my single summer. Yeah. What if I meet someone in between now and then? I don't really want to sack someone off if I really like them for the sake of a show. But then I'm like, at the end of the day, I want that paycheck, darling. So
listen, babes. Right, you will know. Right, so. Last thing, I swear, and I'm going to let everyone go, when me and Erkan first got together, it was very fast after we both broke up with our exes, and everyone was telling me, like, you're going too fast, you need some time for you, whatever. And I was very much of the opinion, like, you know, what'll be, and me and him were meant to meet each other. And I'd, before I met him, had an interview for Celebs Go Dating.
Did ya?
Yeah. And they were like, Vicky, we're going to offer you this much money. And like, I'm not going to be tacky and talk about it, but it was fucking good. It was good money.
They pay well then.
Oh, I honestly, they flash the cash in that. Like, honestly, I feel like for fucking some of the fellas to set you up with absolutely.
Yeah, you need to.
But I was like, oh my God. And I remember sitting him down and saying to him, like, I've been offered this and like, it's come back and it's X amount. And he was like, well, I really like how things are going with us. And but it's totally up to you. Like, I'd never tell you it's a lot of money. And in that moment, you know, I thought, I've always trusted me gut and led with me heart. And I know it's got me into some trouble in the past and stuff like that. But why would I change it? Why would I change that now? Yeah. And I said no to them, you know, and like, I look where I am now, babe. Like, I engaged to the man of my dreams, house, dog, so, so happy. Don't regret a single second of it. So, do you know what? Take the opportunity, go for it. And if you meet someone in between, just tell them politely, no, your circumstances have changed.
I'm sorry, I'm getting married.
Yeah, so I'm off. But I'm sure they'll understand. They just want you to be happy. That's what the show's about, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
Oh. Babe, I wish you...
Oh, thank you
I wish
for
you all the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, guys, that was the absolutely wonderful Nathan Henry. Like, I meant what I said. I'm fucking gutted we weren't in the GS house together. I would have had a hoot. I can't imagine everyone else would have liked it as well. I think that you would have brought out a real, an even bitchier side of me if that was fucking possible. But I loved his message. Loud, proud, and just super authentically him. Like, if anybody is, you know, struggling with sort of accepting who they are, I hope you're there. I hope that's gave you a sort of virtual hug and let you know that, you know, it's beautiful to be who you want to be. If you are loving the podcast, then please do all of the podcasty things. Leave a review, tell your mates, subscribe. That's the important one. Do that. Anyway, guys, have the best week ever and be you, because it's fucking beautiful.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.